from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Russell Wilson will play against the Lions. Russell Wilson did not look good against the Bills. Some of the national media, most of the national media, still think it's an open competition. Mike Florio joined us last hour and said the Steelers would be, quote, crazy to not go with Justin Fields. Mike Tannenbaum, I think, may have watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest last night and then wanted to act on the air today and turn himself into one of the characters from that movie. Maybe Christopher Lloyd's character or Danny DeVito's. I don't know.
Never seen the movie.
Really?
Nope.
You've also never seen The Godfather.
Correct. What's worse, I've never seen The Godfather or that
the Godfather.
Take from Tannenbaum?
Oh. Well, I think the Tannenbaum take is insane because we know it won't happen. First of all, Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause, and he's not going to, unless he felt like the writing was on the wall here and Fields was going to beat him out, he would not accept the deal to Minnesota. But, okay, so I think it's dumb because it's so outlandish that it'll never happen. But let me just say this. If you are a Justin Fields believer and you think he should be the starting quarterback, and you want to go with the 24-year-old and just take that shot now and give him 17 games to see if he can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more of a trial and error season, more of a rebuilding, quote, year in that respect with the quarterback thing than it is trying to really compete. Let's see if a guy can, in a better system, with better coaching, with his great tools, if he can turn into the quarterback that he was drafted to be and kind of was 2 years ago when he had over 1,000 rushing yards and was an electrifying, highlight reel producing player. If you are of that opinion, and I'm guessing just based on what we saw from Steelers fans after Saturday night's game, that conservatively maybe a third of the fans feel that way. Maybe it's not half, but it's not some like vocal minority percentage. If you feel that way, then you would want that trade. Because you'd look at it like this. What's more valuable to me, Russell Wilson or a third/fourth-round pick in Ryan Tannehill? The latter is better.
Man, I just don't feel that way. That's the bottom line.
No, I know you don't.
I also reject the idea. What are people basing this off of that they feel that way about Fields? Seriously.
Feel that they should go with Fields now?
Yeah, like the people who you said are
who
not
think
a vocal
that Russell
minority.
Wilson's cooked, and there's plenty of people in the national media who feel that way or watched him in Denver
more,
the last 2 years.
Where do you get
years?
The faith in Fields? Like, I don't know. Now I'm going to start getting militant about this because maybe I'm just completely high right now. But
on anti-Fields?
No, it's just the guy has not proven to be a good quarterback. He had his second year in the league where it appeared like it was coming together, but it was still in a non-traditional way where he was running the ball at an incredibly effective rate.
It's always going to be in a non-traditional way with him.
Okay, and my problem is I think there is a pretty obvious cap on him, and it's pretty far away from Super Bowl winner or even serious contender as long as it's going to be this non-traditional. Where are the consistent wins when he drops back and just picks apart a defense? Eventually, good teams find ways to hem guys like him in the pocket. If it can happen to Lamar Jackson, and it does, it can happen to Justin Fields.
But you are a Lamar Jackson guy. You are someone
that... Well, Lamar's at least won, 75% of his regular season games?
But would you say he's won it more with his arm or his legs?
He's won it more with his legs, okay, but he still won them. Okay. He also has a season where he threw 36 touchdowns and 6 picks.
I get that.
So inherently, while he might have done a lot of it with his legs, his arm is way advanced compared to what Fields has shown, at least in terms of productive output. But my point is, even a guy like Lamar, the knock is real that in the playoffs, it doesn't go his way. Why does anybody think it's going to be any different for Justin Fields? Why? Tell me. Show me a sign of evidence why it would be different for him. A guy who is an inferior player to Lamar Jackson right now in the regular season is suddenly going to blossom here, the place where no quarterback other than Ben Roethlisberger has actually thrived this century. Maybe Tommy Maddox and Cordell Stewart for a year apiece.
Well, that's irrelevant because that was before this regime, but I get what you're saying.
That's
in the Tomlin era,
that,
they haven't... That's why Kenny Pickett's playing for the Eagles right now. That's why Mason Rudolph's in Tennessee.
I guess this is me... I finally have reached my breaking point after an entire summer of just hearing people bash me over the head with, more nationally than anything, this has got to be Justin Fields' team. I am getting very tired of that to the point where I want evidence why. If you really believe Justin Fields is the difference maker who can take this team to the promised land and be their franchise quarterback, explain to me why with evidence.
Because he is the best or second best running quarterback in the league, and he has not consistently made throws, but he has incredible arm talent, and you can absolutely even go to games last year. I mean, they should have gone 2-0 against Detroit. They had Detroit dead to rights with 3 minutes left in the game, and their defense blew it. Okay. That's the best team in their division who came within a whisker of going to the Super Bowl, and they were 1-1 against them and should have been 2-0, and he was good in both games. So, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, you can absolutely make the case that as far as quarterbacks on awful teams, he had a tremendous season 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I think he gets a ton of excuse making done for him being part of the reason that these teams are awful. Like, there's a lot of excuses made for it's not really Justin Fields' fault, and yet this is what seals it for me about him. Most Bears fans will tell you, awesome dude, teammates loved him, represented the city well. I also couldn't wait for him to be gone.
See, but I also think you have a lot of Bears fans who said if they didn't have the first overall pick, they would have been fine bringing Fields back for another season.
Well, that's because they're Bears fans and they're really desperate. You think we're desperate for a new quarterback. They haven't had a guy throw 4,000 yards in one season ever.
I mean, I know his record is atrocious, and at the end of the day, do you win games or do you lose games?
But you know I'm not a quarterback wins and losses guy as much as other people are. Not even the record. The guy's barely a 60% passer for his career. That's not really that good.
Chris, he's not going to be Chad Pennington and just dump the ball off and just
check it down to the open guy.
No, he's not going to be not. He's not going to be Josh Allen. I feel
Josh Allen's the only real comp here. A guy who didn't complete a ton of passes, has unbelievably prodigious physical gifts, and then had it all click for him almost overnight. There's usually only one or two of those guys at any given time in any sport for a reason, because it's hard to do.
I've seen the guy look like not just a runner. I've seen him look like a complete quarterback. Not often, but I have. The game he played against the Steelers here his rookie season was one of those games. They could have easily won that game if Cassius Marsh didn't want to do a Michael Jackson dance after a sack in that game. He would have come in here and won that game, and he would have been the chief reason why.
It's probably the best, most complete game he has played in his career.
Yeah.
Most complete.
Well, I mean, it's I don't know about that. I mean, he played a Thursday night game against Washington where he had four touchdown passes in five minutes last year.
That one was his other one. That's the real one. So, I mean, there's more evidence that Russell... I know that this ticks people off. There's more evidence that Russell Wilson has played more complete games last year. Last year, including against Justin Fields, than Justin Fields has in his entire career. Like, it's just... The whole thing has been very weird to me because it's getting completely memory-holed because Sean Payton didn't like Russell Wilson, that he would have games like this. Denver at Chicago, 31-28 win. A crisp 21-28, 223, and three touchdowns. Didn't happen, apparently. Doesn't actually matter. In a loss where their defense gives up 35 to Washington, 308 and three touchdowns in a pick. Still a very good game. Three games in a row where, yes, he's playing game manager, but he's doing it more or less flawlessly against Kansas City, Buffalo, and Minnesota. These games apparently just didn't happen. Let's all move on to the shiny fire truck that Chicago ultimately moved on from.
Yeah, but do you think the Pirates screw guys up and they go to other teams and they do well? Do they not have a history of that? With pitchers especially? Jose Bautista? I mean, I can name a bunch of guys that fit that.
Okay, fair enough. How many quarterbacks in the NFL screw up in their first place and truly blossom in another place?
How many?
Yeah, like, I mean, really blossom.
Well, would you look at Geno Smith as one of those guys?
Why not?
I mean, he sucked with the Jets.
He's been better. Has he blossomed into a guy who's winning tons of playoff games and what have you?
Would you take Geno Smith over Russell Wilson right now? I might.
Probably. I think he's probably most accomplished. Okay, you named one, though.
Okay, I'm just saying, you asked
you
me
named
to,
one.
You asked me to name a guy, I just gave you one.
Yeah, but my point is it's a lot more prevalent in baseball that guys have a change of scenery.
I mean, what is the statute of limitations on a take like that? Like, in the last 5 years, in the last 10 years,
how many,
in the last 15 years?
How many guys like that have flamed out as a quarterback? Like, did Jamarcus Russell go somewhere else and get it together? No, he did not.
No.
Did RG3, after his career was derailed early by injury, ever get it back on track? No, did not.
That's a tough one just because he had such a debilitating knee injury.
I know, but he came back and tried to play and it was never the same. Fine. You want him thrown out the door. Is anybody from Kenny Pickett's draft class going to latch on in a second place and be good?
No. Probably not.
Is Mac Jones?
But the difference
is Danny Dimes going to go somewhere else and be good?
I mean, I would say that even though by the traditional counting passer stats, Justin Fields had an average year, even the analytics people think his year 2 years ago was great.
I'm not arguing against
that year being
great. So that
means one out of 3 years he had one great season.
He was spectacular.
Which is the same thing you could honestly say about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. He had, what, 2 good years there before he went to Tampa Bay?
This is where I reject this, because Baker Mayfield as a passer just light years ahead of these guys right now, or at least light years ahead of Fields.
I mean, do you think that Michael Vick was never going to succeed as an NFL quarterback if not for like the dogfighting stuff? If he had just had
actually was good with Philadelphia,
well, right.
So no, I wouldn't have said that.
But
about him.
How different is Vic than Fields? You want to pull up his completion percentage year by year? We can do that. I mean, he's not going to win that argument, unfortunately. It's the same kind of thing. Now, and I think that
Vic was completely electrifying on the ground in a way not even Fields is.
What are you talking about?
He was a different...
Fields averaged 7 yards a carry 2 years ago.
Man. He was totally different.
Chris.
Vic averaged 9 yards a carry his first year, then 7, 6.5, 7.5, 6, 8.5.
How many 1,000-yard rushing seasons did he have?
He had one, but he wasn't running it as much as Fields was, I don't think. Not even close.
What are you talking about
two years ago with Fields? What was Fields' rushing attempts that year?
Two years ago?
Yes.
He had 160 attempts for 1,143 yards.
Just off the top of your head, what do you think is the most rushing attempts Vic had in a season with Atlanta? Or in a season period?
124.
123. You already knew that.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Well, you probably did because you looked at it like 8 years ago on Football Reference and remember it from then. He averaged 8.5 yards per carry that year on a way to 1,039 yards.
I mean, that is better than... I mean, it's not... Total yards aren't better, but it's more efficient. I'll give you that.
But he was getting like 50 fewer carries roughly a game or a season. To 60. When you're averaging like 6, 7, 8 yards a rip, that is a significant amount of yardage.
He averaged 7.1, Chris. Fields did. He was yards per carry the best running back. He was the best.
I am aware.
Actually, the last 2 years, he's been the best guy with the ball in his hands as a runner.
I have made these arguments in his favor, and you would think if he was that incredibly dynamic, he would be better at winning football games or just playing quarterback in general. But he just hasn't been. And you don't even think he should start right away, but you're arguing for him now.
No.
It feels like there's a fundamental piece of connective tissue in this argument missing, and it's driving me crazy. Everyone's basically just saying, it's got to be Fields, way better athlete, younger guy, vibes.
Not everyone is saying that at all.
Nationally, that is exactly what is being said.
Okay, that's different than what the people we're talking to are, for the most part, not saying that. I know that more fans came out of Saturday's game wanting Fields than Wilson, but I would not stretch it to the point where it's like we're fighting an uphill battle with fans. I don't think that that's true at all.
I'm not even sure if I'm fighting with somebody on my side right now. I think you're against me. I think I've managed to turn you against me here.
No, you're very dismissive of Fields as a future good starting quarterback, and I'm not ruling that out yet.
I think the best chance Justin Fields would have is to like bet on himself that maybe he sits a year somewhere and either goes here or somewhere else next year and just tries with like a full year away from being the man, tries to reboot himself.
Well, I think that's the plan. I think the same way the Steelers had the plan for Mitch Trubisky to start and for Kenny to sit a year, even though it made no sense because he was in his mid-20s. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Fair enough. Here's the other problem I have for Fields. And Wilson has the same problem, so I'm not going to excuse him on this, because they both have ridiculous numbers for average time to throw. Usually, I think the only guy who typically outperforms that number is Mahomes, because he's out there doing goofball stuff that
behind
ends up working. Yeah, well, he's just also, he gets to be placed in one of one as far as his box, what he is as a player. They both have very high times to throw. In Fields' case, at bare minimum, that tells me he just isn't trusting or processing what he is seeing quickly enough to make good snap decisions. And when you can run it like he does, you can get away with that. But again, only to a point. And so far, like, if to go back to the wins and losses argument, I know Chicago's a dumpster fire and they deserve a lot of discredit for not making him better.
Yeah.
He still only went 10-28. So I don't think that there's just definitively going to be light at the end of the tunnel for him once now that he's out from under the yoke of the Chicago Bears ineptitude. It's just, I don't know. I get frustrated when I think that I'm pretty reasonable about a situation, and every opinion I'm hearing on it is like feels like it's gaslighting me. Like, there are people in the national media right now who damn near seem to be suggesting that if they would just let Justin Fields cook, they'd win 12 games this year because he's that dynamic.
I don't think it's that. I think that they're just so down on Russell Wilson that they're trying to make the argument for the other guy the best that they can. I think it's way more. I don't think it's like they think that the Steelers have some diamond in the rough. It's just when compared to the dude that's 35 years old who took 3 sacks, which was a problem for him last year, and looks like he's a little bit unsure of himself in his first game in a very long time. I think people just go to the confirmation bias. Well,
they also just don't like, they also don't like
exactly.
Russ.
Yeah.
They don't like Russ, which I wish more of these people would be. If Mark Schlereth said, and I think Stink is very smart and very good at what he does.
He got his name because he used to pee his pants during games,
Chris. If he said, though, and he kind of hints at it, that Russ is toxic positivity, it's kind of a funny term. If he would just admit, like, yes, this colors and informs my opinion on the player, I would feel better about it. But most people try to dance around the fact that when they say bad things about Russell Wilson, it's because they don't particularly care for Russell Wilson.
Donnie, do you think the Steelers starting quarterback for 2025 is on their roster right now?
Yeah, I do. I think one of these guys will work out. And I think it is smarter to have Fields mostly sit. Now, I am one of those people that also thinks they should get creative with him while they have both guys and work him in. But, I mean, I thought Chris laid it out pretty well. We're all hoping on a lot of potential here. And someone that has not shown, at least consistently, other than some games
here and
there.
Let me ask you this, though, Chris.
That he is a great NFL quarterback.
Would you rather have Bo Nix at 25 years old or Justin Fields at 25?
Who's coaching him?
Just in a vacuum.
I think I'd probably rather have Bo Nix for one reason.
God.
For one reason. I've already... Wait, no. I'll answer your question. It's because I've seen what Justin Fields look like. I know what he can do and not do at the pros so far. Has he really looked any different from the first year of his career, Fields, to the most recent one? Has he really changed as a quarterback in any discernible way?
I thought he actually regressed last year.
Okay, that's part of my problem. Where in his tenure has there been any development? He's played 3 seasons in the NFL, and he looks more or less aesthetically, qualitatively, like the same guy. The numbers were much better that second year because he ran all over people.
Yep.
But how many of those are broken plays, too?
Well, that's, I mean, right. If you've got a, to Florio's point, if your offensive line sucks ass, you might have a lot of broken plays, Chris.
And I understand that, like, Mahomes has made a career off of, in part, broken plays, but
Ben Roethlisberger made an early career off of broken plays.
But then Ben did, I'll give him credit for this, he got better at playing within structure. Mahomes, much better.
So maybe Fields can.
What has shown anybody by this point that he will?
Well, what has shown?
Allen got better by year three. Year three was Josh Allen's leap year. So you can't use him as an example.
I mean, Ben in his third year had 18 touchdowns and 23 picks, Chris.
He got hit by a motor, or he got hit by a car.
Okay.
He had also residual... had his appendix removed.
So appendix in a car accident in December of that year was still causing him to throw interceptions because he had his appendix out? Burrow had his appendix out and almost got him to the friggin' Super Bowl. What are we talking about? Appendix excuses. You're dropping appendix bombs on me?
I mean, also the
year
after.
You're fighting a battle against Fields so hard that now.
Ben was also a Super Bowl champion by then, and then the next year he had 32 touchdowns.
Yes, but.
So.
Okay, but then the year after that he had 17 and 15 in a year that you've said on
correct.
The record was not
a good
year.
He was a little up and down. He was a little up and down.
Okay, we're into his late 20s at this point.
Would you agree that winning is good deodorant, though? When you've won a Super Bowl and had a rookie record starting like run. I would say, like, it helps.
If Justin Fields had been the Steelers starting quarterback the last 3 years, I guarantee you their record is not 10-28. In fact, I think their record's probably better than what they've done with Pickett and
Trubisky.
Would
they have won a playoff game with Justin Fields?
No, probably still not.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.